The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
People have told stories of the strange and supernatural for centuries. Tales of the restless dead return to haunt the living. Whispers of damned souls doing the devil's bidding on earth. Rumors of inhuman things that still hunt the old forests, untouched by the glare of modern life. There may be more to these stories than you could ever imagine. Join us tonight as we delve into the deeper truth inside these mysteries.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode. I'm Lee Solway.
And I'm Finchy McFinch.
And we thank you very much for joining us today. A couple of boring bastards, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. Well, you mainly. We don't know which episode it was down to.
I think you meant all of them.
Could have been one. Well, yeah, it could have been one when it was you and Andy, so I got to stay clear from that one.
So, in case you don't follow, we're talking about a review we had this week. Actually, we had a couple of reviews just recently, so keep them coming in. Thank you very much. This one says, great listening. The guys bounce off each other brilliantly. The content is fantastic. Well worth a listen from Adam. So thank you very much for that. We had one that said, this is from Ebo Ian. Gets better and better every show. He loves listening to the show. It's unlike a lot of podcasts. He says the different variety of topics. We're great guests that improves every week. Keep up the good work, lads. Love listening. Helps the long drive home on Monday. The chemistry from Lee and Finchy is excellent. So thank you very much for that. And then we had one that was a one-star review, possibly because you can only leave. That's the lowest star rating you can leave. And he said, embarrassing host, boring. The subject choice and guests gives this podcast the potential for it to be good. However, for me personally, I feel that the host lets it down. Hosts. They are boring. Embarrassingly so. I'm afraid it's a no from me.
You need that buzzer on there from Simon Cowell.
Yeah. But that's the bit that winds you up the most is... I mean, I'm not bothered about the review because obviously we had a good laugh about it, but... is that he's got his best lines from Simon fucking Cowell. I mean, are we serious? And he's calling us boring. He must be a right bundle of laughs down the fucking pub, mustn't he?
Can I have a packet of pork scratchings? It's a no from me!
Fucking hell. Anyway, enough of that twat. You show me your podcast and I'll tell you if you're boring or not. But anyway, so coming up today, we are talking about the Pooka from Irish folklore. We are covering a couple of news stories which Aaron's brought, and they are very interesting. And something's not right about these stories, so we'll get into those. And we're going to touch on a bit of slang, because we've had a few emails all throughout doing the podcast mainly, but we've had a couple recently asking us what certain words... Sometimes we say words... that are just in our lexicon. We don't think about it. We just chuck these words out. And obviously, a lot of you listen in the States, and a lot of these words are unfamiliar to you. And obviously, we have different words doing different things in America and England, don't they? Like crisps and chips and things like that. But I think we can normally get around that, can't we? We normally most people are like familiar enough to know. But there's certain phrases, certain words we use that people say, send us messages saying, you know, what the hell does that mean? Or where does that come from? That kind of thing. So we're going to focus on some a little bit of slang from mainly Grimsby, Grimbarian slang mainly. Some of it's British, more localised to Yorkshire, I suppose. But we're going to have a look at that.
That's where you're from, though. You know, Yorkshire. A lot of people say that.
So, this is the sort of thing coming up.
Gids a godge at your gag alley.
Gotta do that one. Do you know what it means? So there you go. Look forward to that at the end of the show. That's
lovely.
Okay, so do you want me to fire away with a pooka?
Yeah, go away with a pooka.
Okay, like I say, the pooka is predominantly from Irish folklore, although it is seen all across the British Isles, even as far as Brittany, okay? So, although it seems to have different guises, it's most commonly referred to as like a black horse or black hare. And this, really, the only reason I'm focusing on this is, because obviously we touched on, when we did Mysterious Islands and we touched Higher Brazil, the people going to the island saw these large black hares, or big black rabbits. So that's why I'm doing this, focusing this, because the pooka is said to resemble that. Although it does take other forms. I mean, the name pooka is thought to originate from the Irish word for male goat, which is pock.
Yeah.
Because sometimes he comes as in the shape of a goat. He can also come in the shape of a cat, dog, bull, eagle, and people, you know. And some tales say that when he's represented as a person, he will look almost human-like, but there'll be something off about him. So he may still have a tail, he may still have animal ears, he may still have animal feet, or something, you know what I mean? Like, if he's going to be a human, he's not 100% human.
So we're talking like a shapeshifter, with a you know, something that's wrong with that shapeshift. So you can't get it 100% right, are we saying?
And we see that a lot in ghost stories where people will say, I had a visit last night from my granddad or my grand whatever, and he sat on the end of the bed, but there was something not quite right with him. He had blue eyes, okay, and then in real life, when he was alive, he used to have, say, brown eyes. You know, something not quite right. But you see that in a lot of ghost stories, even today, whether that's a pooka messing with people, because it is a trickster spirit. That's the archetype, okay? It is a trickster. Although it can do good things because it's got the ability of language. Now, a lot of fairies have the ability of language, their own language, but they don't speak English, okay? Whereas the pooka differs from that. He can actually hold a conversation with you. And this sometimes leads him to be good, sometimes leads him to be bad. Now, some people listening might have actually experienced this. Okay, so if you have, obviously let us know. It's supernaturalpod@gmail.com. That's supernaturalpod@gmail.com. Or, you know, find us on Facebook and just go on Messenger. We're available there. But I think some people listening may have experienced this. I think I possibly experienced this once or twice in my own life, where you'll meet someone and they just start talking to you. Okay, and then they talk to you, and then all of a sudden, like, I don't know, your focus is elsewhere. Then you turn back and they've gone, and you're like, "Well, where did he go?" Whatever, you know what I mean? It's just like a really strange encounter, and the pooka is said to do that a lot in the early Irish folklore. There's examples even in modern day where this fella down south, I think he was, he came out of his house, and there was a gentleman. Smartly dressed gentleman at the end of his street, end of his gate, sorry, end of his path there, and he speaks to him, and this guy says he'd known him for a long time. He knew his family history, you know, he knew like three generations back, which is really weird. And this guy said he was answering questions about my family that only people within the family should really know. You know, we didn't know where this guy had this knowledge from, but he spoke about his family, spoke about his heritage and where a lot of the family's wealth had come from. But they did sell him. He said, look, you know, things are going to change. There's going to be disasters going to fall the country. And this was just before the Depression, you know, 2008. So he said, there's going to be this, you know, financial reckoning and blah, 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 and your family's going to lose out on money. Now, this guy didn't take it too seriously, but he said what was strange about the encounter is this guy knew all this information, and when he sort of turned away and turned back, this guy was gone. He never said bye, and that's common with a pooka. When you see the pooka, it'll never say bye. You know, yeah. It just goes. And obviously, the encounters that I've had with fairies myself, they just disappear. You know, they just go. But anyway, that came true. The prophecy, if you like, that the pooka told him did come true, and his family did lose on all their things, even investments that they had shortly after that. So, you know, this is what he does. He goes around and he'll tell people this. He does do these prophecies. And 9 times out of 10, if he's going to predict something, it's going to be bad news. All right. So again, you know, this trickster archetype comes into this. But people still give him a lot of, what's the word, you know, like, respect, I suppose that's the best word to say, because they do know that he has a lot of wisdom, okay? Incidentally, the other thing with the black horse, when the black horse is seen, because sometimes he'll pick people up and take them for a ride, but they will comment on the fact that it's got glowing red eyes, and obviously, you know, the black dog sightings that we get in the UK sometimes have glowing eyes, and there's a lot of Bigfoot reports. You know, people seeing these, what they believe to be Bigfoots, watching them from the woods, and they have glowing eyes. And this is not eye shine. This is not someone shining a torch and the eyes reflecting. These are eyes that are, you know, self-illuminating. And that is very common with the pooka reports. But yeah, if you're drunk and you're on the way home from the pub, whatever. And again, you know, this has happened many times to me where you can't remember what happened the night before. But it's said that the pooka will pick you up. So it comes in the guise of a horse, and he'll lift you up onto his back, and they'll take you for a ride, the most terrifying ride you've been on. You don't know when it's going to stop, where it's going to lead. And then eventually he'll drop you off, and you know, you'll get home, your family will be worried because you've been out all night. Where have you been? And you come home drunk, and then they just say, well, you've been drunk. And you say, no, the pooka took me for a ride. And obviously a lot of people say, nah, you're just pissed. You know, just, you know what I mean? So it does that a lot. And that sort of plays into this trickster element of it again. Like, so,
it's a horse speak. Like, does a horse speak then?
Yeah. If it's comes, whichever form, animal form it comes in, it'll always speak in English. It always has the ability to speak, yeah. So that's how you pretty much know it's a pooka. But like I say, in different parts of Ireland, it'll be in different counties, it'll represent as a different animal. Even a goblin. You know, it can be a goblin-type creature, but it does make me think of what we see, or what we get reports around here from Woolsey Woods, you know, where we get this half-goat, half-man creature, seen in the woods locally, and again, this sort of fits the description of the pooka. The general appearance of it will be, like I say, half. It can be half man, half goat. It can come as any animal, but generally, it's got dark fur. Some reports say it had white fur, but most of them say it's got dark fur with glowing eyes. So, if you run across one, you know you're not going to mistake it for anything else, are you?
Well, no, you're not going to mistake a bloody horse speaking to you.
No, The other thing, things get attributed to, you know, like all folklore, things get attributed, and there's always like a little bit of truth in there, within all these folklore tales. There's always an element of truth in there. And, you know, people used to see, like, they used to wake up in the morning, come out, and they'd see, like, fences down, or gates down, or, you know, that kind of thing, or a tree down, or something, you know, just laid down. And obviously, whereas we just assume it was straight away, we probably think the wind did it. Or, depending where you live, vandals did it. they would obviously associate that with the Pookas on its ride, you know, the ride that it does during the night as this horse just goes bobbing through the place, knocking shit down. So you can see, you know, where they would wake up, see a fence down, and just, you know, what could it be? You know, it could, obviously it could be the wind, but they'd say, oh no, that's a Pooka. You know, so there's little elements of, you know, reality, okay, that trickle into this. But I'm not saying that the fairies don't... Well, I know the fairies exist. I think the way to think about the fairy kingdom, for me, the best way to... Because I was talking to someone the other day about this, and he was asking me, you know, what I think fairies are and all the rest of it. And I was saying, there's different types of fairies, you know, okay? The one that we first picture, the Tinkerbell, you know, that yeah. sort of fairy, that's just bollocks, okay? That, you know, that's not nothing to do with this subject. But the best way to this, the best way is to come in all different shapes, sizes, okay? And the easiest way to picture it in your mind, and I guess I'd say 90% of people listening to this have seen the film Labyrinth, okay, with Bowie. Fantastic film, one of my favourites growing up. And in that film, you know, there's all different types of fairy. That is like the fairy kingdom. Okay, I know it's the goblin kingdom. And if you think about it, I mean, you've seen Labyrinth, haven't you?
Yeah.
So you've got in there, you've got like, you've got an animal. Okay, that looks like some sort of little fox creature, haven't you? So again, that's sort of showing you the. You know, it can come as almost real, you know, like a real animal. Then you've got a dog in there. You've got a hoggle, who's basically a goblin, for a better word. You've got the goblins themselves in the, you know, where in the Bowie's castle. And then you've got, or the Goblin King, as he's known in the film. And then you've got, the Pluto, which is like the big Yeti, creature, you know, covered in fur. And again, you know, that archetypal wild man. And that plays into a lot of fairy stories, which you don't really hear about so much nowadays, because if people see a hairy creature in the woods, they immediately assume Bigfoot nowadays, okay? Yep. Whereas in the older days, it was a wild man, or he was part of the fairy kingdom as well. And again, Labyrinth sort of shows you that. He's in there. That archetype's in there. So again, you know, that's basically the best way for me to picture the fairy kingdom, and that is, but like I say, the difference with this Pooka is it can speak, and it does speak. Okay, it's said that the last Irish king, Brian Bru, was able to tame the Pooka, okay, and the way he did that was by, he managed to get hold of three of its hairs from its tail, and he had them sewn into a saddle. Which, when the Pooka came to give him a ride, he chucked the saddle on and then used its magic against it. And then he made it promise that it would not attack any more Christian people or Irish people, okay, other than people that were extremely drunk or had ill, you know, he said they weren't allowed to harm drunk people, but he was allowed to, you know, do his tricks on them, but he wasn't allowed to hurt them, but if they had evil intent, anyone with evil intent, it was allowed to do whatever it wanted to them. That was basically the rules that he set down. And it seems like it honoured that until the king died. And then after the king died, it just went back to how it was before.
Yeah.
Back to this trickster. But I know you've got a tale there of like an encounter with a Pooka. But again, just shows this want and need for... destroying things. I mean, if you want to tell the tale.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Yeah. In November 1813, Kildare Hunt, known as Killing Kildare, sets out after they've had a traditional cup at the Tipper Crossroads near Naas. Here, a large fox appeared and led a course towards Liffey. Simultaneously, an unmounted black horse appeared, but did not belong to any of the riders. Mm. It was Pooka. The terrain was difficult, and the fox ran fast. Only one of the members of the hunt, a man named Grennan, and a horse, who was really Pooka, remained with the pack. The gorge was in full spate, but hounds were gaining on their quarry and started to pick up their way across rocks. Seeing danger, Grennan attempted to recall hounds, but Pooka, ahead of them, was tempting them onwards. The fox headed for a ledge on a narrow part of the gorge then. Seeing Pooka's red eye spitting fire, the fox jumped it. It missed the ledge, falling into turbulent waters below. The Pooka easily leaped across the gorge, disappearing into woodlands, but packs of hounds hard on the scent of the fox went headlong into a pool. Looking down, Grennan saw foxes and hounds trying desperately to swim to safety through the swirling swell. Other hounds dashed against the rocks, were yelping in pain and dying. He wept as most of the pack went under. Suddenly, his sorrow give way to terror. He heard a diabolical neighing, like an animal laughing from the woods opposite. Grennan then knew it was Pooka.
You see, so essentially, it just led them hounds to death, didn't it? Just for shits and giggles, basically.
Slowed them in and then, used them as bait and then bang, straight down, and he's leaped over it.
Okay, so I've got a story here. I've got another story, but I'll save that till later on in the show. Okay, this story is about a young farmer called Padre who took a shine to him, shall we say. And it's simply because he was walking one day and he felt the presence, the invisible presence of the Pooka walk past him. He actually could sense it. He could feel it. So whether he had some sort of extrasensory perception or whether he had a gift of some description, I don't know. But straight away, he knew it was the Pooka, right? He knew he was in the presence of the Pooka. So he offered it his coat, as some sort of gift, some bounty, yeah? Because he heard the stories, and I'll get into the offerings in a minute, but the idea of the story is that this is what you do with Pooka, you offer them something, you give them something, because otherwise they're going to cause you trouble. And he offered it his coat. And it said that the Pooka was so intrigued with the fact that, he could see or feel the presence of it, knew he was there, which was unusual. He was so intrigued by that, and the fact that this bloke had just pretty much took the coat off his own back and give him it, that the Pooka did some sort of deal for him, if you like, and he came that night in the guise of a bull, okay? So he came as a bull to the farm and he made all the wheat into flour. I mean, loads and loads of wheat into flour. That happened for the next few nights, and he brought other Pooka with him. And it said that Padre was trying to stay up to watch what was going on in the barn, okay? Because the first night he came to the barn, there was all this flour there. He's like, what the hell? So next night he tries to stay up and he keeps falling asleep. But eventually, after a couple of weeks, he manages to catch him in the act. And he offers him, the only thing that he's got that's expensive is this silk suit. And he offers the Pooka this silk suit. Now, it said that the Pooka was so delighted with his finery, okay, that he decided to travel the world. Yeah? So, this guy had made enough money from this wheat, like his family were rich, and he was able to put his son through education and all the rest of it. So, he was happy. The Pooka was happy. But again, this is like, he's done a good deed for him because he's done some good for him, And this is the weird thing about the Pooka. It's not always bad, but you never know. You just don't know.
Yeah.
But it is said that later on, he got married. This fellow got married. And as a wedding gift, the Pooka left this gold cup, okay, with this potion inside. And it's said that as long as he has this cup with his potion side, he's always going to have good fortune. He's always going to have wealth. The family's always going to be, looked after. And that's what happened, for the rest of his time. He was farmed did well and all the rest of it. So, it sort of, you know, because he basically give the Pooker his most prized possession, his silk suit, you can imagine, you know. The Pooker's, like, you know, done a good deed for him, and it's just, you know, it's weird how it can be. You know, there's other tales as well that I run across, not massive stories, but just like examples where there'll be someone out on a night time, and a Pooker will come up to him and say, like, come with me, and take him to one side and basically hide him, shelter him, while other fairies come through. And if this person had been there when the fairies got there, there's a good chance the fairies would have took him, like they do, you know?
Yeah.
And it's actually this Pooker, just for no reason whatsoever, has basically saved this person. There's many tales like that. But again, you know, then there's the other ones where they do the bad shit. Now, coming back to this offering, yeah, this is centred around the 1st of November, 31st of October, 1st of November. It kind of goes from sunset to sunset, okay? But the 1st of November is known as Pooker Day, okay, in Ireland and the other Celtic regions. And this was really, it was a harvest called Samhain, which was basically like the celebrating the dark half of the year. Okay, so this is the, which is where we're entering into the dark half of the year, and this is where the last crops are brought in, okay, by November 1st.
Yeah.
But the tradition was to leave some of your crops to the Pooker. So you wouldn't harvest all of your, you'd leave a patch. And obviously this, and that was his patch, and it was like an offering to him. And it was said that if you didn't do that, he'd literally come to your house on the night time and call your name. Okay, you call your name, and he was going to take you on this ride, you know, this most terrifying ride of your life. And if you didn't honour the call of the Pooker, it just destroy your farm, your crops, your livelihood, your house, everything. Yeah, some serious shit, you know, you don't piss them off. So that goes for all fairies. You know, if a fairy offers you something, you're not supposed to turn it down, otherwise it can bring misfortune onto you. But by the same token, if you take any food or drink, then you can become a fairy. So offerings of anything other than food or drink, fair enough. But food or drink, but anything other than food or drink, then obviously you're supposed to take that. So that gets associated, obviously, with it being the 1st of November, gets associated with this trick-or-treat Halloween, which we still have nowadays. But it's also said that the fruits and, you know, stuff ripens and it turns that black colour. That was said to be where the Pooker had entered it. Okay, so it entered these fruits, and the children were told, like, don't eat the fruits if they're like that, because they're the Pookers now. When it goes like that, they belong to the Pooker. And if you eat from them again, you'll get misfortune. Even like new mothers, okay? New mothers that were going to be breastfeeding, obviously, were supposed to squirt a bit of the breast milk in the air before feeding the baby, and that was an offering to the Pooker. Remember, there's things around you all the time. It's invisible. But, yeah, you just... so I thought that was a bit weird. But I don't know if I still do it today, like. But anyway, that was another thing that they had to do. So, I've got another story, but we'll leave that later on in the show. I'll probably cut this show in half somewhere and put the other half on Patreon. So I'll probably put that on today. So if you haven't signed up for Patreon, and you can... please do so. You can find us, just go to Patreon, type in Realm of the Supernatural Podcast, that will pop up. They're asking us to do a $3 tier, so I might have to put that in at some point, but at the moment the lowest tier we have on there is $2, so you can still sign up to that. But they are asking us to do a $3 tier, but I won't if anyone's on the $2 tier, they'll stay on that, essentially. I won't be changing that. But yeah, so if you can help us out, then get over there. You will get twice as much show, if not three times as much show, on there. So
it's worth doing.
Worth doing, yeah.
Worth doing.
And obviously everybody else that's on there is massively appreciated, and, you know, we can't do this without you. You've got a news story for us, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, I've got two, but one of them is really Well, one of them's, you know, it's down. One of them's down to severed limbs, and the other one's down to an unknown creature. So I'm going to go with the unknown creature on this one. And it's a man found dead with puncture wounds from an unknown creature. But he's not the first. Mm. After two more people were also assaulted, cattle rancher Eduardo Falcao, not the footballer, called in two fearless wildlife experts to solve the mystery once and for all. Last year, in a dead of night, a ranch hand was attacked and left for dead by a mysterious creature. When his body was discovered the next day, it was covered in an unusual stab-like puncture wounds. Was it a predator, such as a jaguar, a human serial killer, or could it even been a monster? Central Brazil, where the incident took place, has seen a growing number of fatal attacks against humans of this kind in recent years, but nobody has been able to discover what was responsible. So after two more people were assaulted, cattle rancher Eduardo, a friend of a man who was killed, called in two fearless wildlife experts from Australia to solve the mystery once and for all. Wilderness guide and former paratrooper Damien Duffy and a wildlife photographer Matt Hoffman, sounds like two actors then too, have spent years travelling the world in search of shocking mysteries. They are now fronting a new series for Discovery Legends of the Wild, which sees them journey deep into places such as Alaska, the Philippines, Papua New Guinea, places like that. All over the world, there have been sightings of mysterious creatures which nobody can explain, says Damien. Matt and I are open-minded, but believe there is usually a sort of explanation for what has happened. Different cultures have their own belief systems around the world, and the older the creature, sometimes the more otherworldly these other possible solutions are. In the Philippines, some of the villagers we spoke to believe some shape-shifting vampires was coming and taking away the livestock. We don't make fun of it. It's their folklore, and we are respectful of it. But the reason behind what it is happening usually has some basis in reality. Or is it a puka? In that case, it was a snake that had been attacking their farm animals. Blimey, that snake must have been hungry.
And big.
The unnamed victim was found with a puncture wound on his calves and thigh around 5 inches in radius and 1.5 inches deep. It's likely an artery was punctured and the man bled to death. Damien says, with land being cleared for the industrial farming at an alarming rate of 27 football pitches per minute, humans and wild predators are being pushed closer together than ever before. For the people who call places such as a Pantanal home, death could be lurking around every corner. After coming across a giant anteater, on Eduardo's ranch, Matt and Damien realised the creature's claws matched the dead farmers' workers' puncture wounds. Oh dear, the anteater's been at him. Giant anteaters are docile creatures and will tend to run away from humans. There have only been a handful of fatal attacks by them. It did really surprise us, because you wouldn't expect them to kill humans, says Damien. The man must have accidentally startled it, and it would have felt threatened. The workers would have thought an anteater was a chilled-out animal, which we did too, and not realise it could kill you if it felt frightened. Walking around the jungle in the Philippines at night, or along the riverbanks in Brazil, and being told a full-grown male jaguar was only a couple of hundred of metres away, these are the real situations, says Damien. We did get scared from time to time, and it was hard to work. We were eaten alive by mosquitoes. One of the things Matt and Damien have discovered from their years in the wild is that ranchers and farmers will often go and kill the animal they think has been murdering their livestock or attacking their workers. This is a major problem in places such as the Pantanal, which has seen jaguars, a near-threatened species, slain. In 2019, one man living in the area, this is his name, Temistocles Barbosa Freire, That's as close as I'm getting to it on that. Was arrested on suspicion of killing more than 1,000 other big cats. Wow. We wanted to teach people that they can work and live alongside wildlife and not destroy it, says Damien. It's been a good opportunity to change people's perception from an irrational fear based on incorrect information to an understanding on why nature should be respected. Well, that goes with most situations in real life. Usually the culprit is a top predator, such as a jaguar. But when you take them out of a food chain, all sorts of troubles start happening. It's important to keep them around as well as the smaller animals, as without both the ecosystem collapses. He also wants us to get to know the creatures on our own doorsteps. We hope it will inspire people to get out of their comfort zones and go and see the amazing planet. Oh, yeah, we all want to adventure, but we all don't want to, you know, go playing ball with a jaguar, you know.
No.
But we don't have to go far. Our adventure started in our backyard, and look where that has got us. And that's what one of his is on Discovery. He's got his channel on there. Legends of the Wild starts on Discovery UK. So they're putting it down to an anteater by the looks of it. You know, the similar marks on his thing, and he's startled this. Well, they're not certain on clarification on that.
Yeah, it seems unlikely, doesn't it, that an anteater would.
Yeah, I mean, out of how many, you know, but you know, rare cases do happen where they do get provoked and they will attack, but unlikely.
I've seen people hunting anteaters, and they mostly try and get away. You know what I mean? They don't.
Yeah, they don't hang around.
No. So, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It seems a bit strange, that one. To see if anything more comes of that, I think. Because, yeah, I'm not sure.
Keep following that. Give you updates on it.
So, right. So, should we have a look at a bit of this slang, then?
Yeah, let's have a go over a bit of the slang.
All right. So, we've got a list here, and obviously what we'll do is this list of slang. We'll put this up on the we'll put this up on Twitter, and we'll put this up on the Facebook group so people can go through it at their own leisure. There's a lot of words on this list that, you know, we use quite regular around here. There's other words that we use that are on this list, so we'll get into some of them as well. But I'm just trying to think what the word was that someone asked.
So, I mean, one of them is giz a ganj at your glag alley. Now,
it's not. A lot of people are going to think that that means, like, gag alley could mean throat. Because you gag, yep. Don't you? If someone puts the fingers or something, well, if something in your throat, you can gag. but what does it actually mean?
So, giz a ganj at your glag alley actually means give us a look at your marbles.
There you go. So, ganj is to look, isn't it?
Yeah.
Giz a ganj at that.
Giz, give. So
giz is give, yeah. Going down this list, we've got Bags Ball. Bags Ball was the old Winter Gardens. It's not there anymore. It's been knocked down. But essentially, Bags Ball, bag is like... is probably not a very nice word for a woman. you know, we'd say, you know, some women would be bags. If they're not very nice, they'd be called a bag. You know, some people say old bag, don't they?
Yeah.
So a bag. So essentially, Bags Ball was like a cattle market on a Wednesday night. You used to go down there. It was a pub. So you get there, you go and have a drink, and basically at closing time, you'd pick your partner and go home with them. Essentially that was the protocol, sometimes two or three times in a night, but that was Bags Ball. But that's obviously local to us. Bag Wash, obviously that's a laundrette.
Yeah.
Beeling's
a good one, because
Beeling, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think the Americans will know this one, but Beeling is like, oh, he's beeling his eyes out, or he's beeling over there, and
he's roaring.
He's roaring, yeah.
Crying,
yeah. And what one associated with the rain side is, I know a lot of people, and this goes in the UK as well, is siling. It's siling it down outside, you know, or some would say it's pissing it down type thing, but yeah. Siling, you know, it's
raining
actually
heavy, yeah.
Yeah, it's chucking it down, you know, it's raining heavy.
Siling down, yeah. So I guess that comes from silage, does it?
Well, yeah, I suppose
so,
yeah.
Because, like, if silage gets... If that's the grass when it's cut, if it gets wet, it's no good, is it?
Yeah. So. Now, this is a good one. I really like this one. Oh, he's got a Benny on. Or he's got a monk on. Yeah, he's got a monk on, you know. And it's someone that's in a right tantrum, you know. Yeah. He's in the right mood.
Or Mardy. Someone's in Mardy, yeah.
Yeah.
Someone's upset, very upset, but not like crying upset, like mad upset, angry upset, innit? It's like, if someone was really like, up, you know, crying upset, you wouldn't say they got a Benny on. It's like
half your workers.
Yeah. it's like, you know, like say you take someone's ball off them or something. And they go off, they storm off, don't they? And you'd say, oh, he's got a Benny. I say, where's John gone? Oh, he's got a Benny on. He's gone off in a Mardy.
Yeah, the neighbours took his ball off him. Yeah.
Fucking hell. Blue is something we used to call each other, but I don't really hear that often now, do you?
No, not anymore. Not round here. So if you, it sort of died out, on it?
Yeah, so you'd say to your friend, are we off out tonight, Blue? So it's like a term of endearment. Bob. Bob can mean quite a few different things.
Yeah, it does.
On here, it means, you know, I'm off for a Bob. Means poo. Off for a shit. But Bob can...
Well, Bob is also a currency term as well, isn't it? It's over here.
Yeah, 10 Bob.
Yeah. I mean, it's not used nowadays, because, you know, but it's... No,
but it basically means, like, 50p or inexpensive. So you'd have, like, a 10 bob floater would be, like, one of them footballs that's just made of plastic and it's just filled with air, but it could be a 10 bob floater.
Yeah.
Bomb out, that's a good one. Bomb out.
Bomb out's a good one, yeah.
So this would be, like, if...
you're going on a night out type thing.
Yeah.
So you're off... Yeah.
And
you're
all off your on mates... a night out. And all your mates have gone out without you. You'd say, I've been bombed out.
Been bombed out. They've left you, you know, they've left you. I didn't want you coming anyway.
Yeah, been bombed out. Bommy. It's obviously bonfire. Well, not obvious, obviously. What else have we got on here? Okay, so... Like a lot of the shows around here, this second part of this show is going to be on Patreon. If you're already on Patreon, then you won't hear this. You'll just go straight on with the show. If you can, join us on Patreon. Be much appreciated. And we are going to chuck more and more stuff on there as we go along. That's the plan. So, again, if you can share the show on your social medias and that, share it. That's the easiest way to grow a podcast. And we are coming up on 1 million... downloads since we moved to Audio Boom, so you know, the quicker we can get there the better, I think. So thank you very much for that, everyone that's downloaded in the past. Make sure you're subscribed and all that good stuff. Leave a review. If you want to share a story on the show, then contact us. You can either contact us on Facebook through Messenger, or supernaturalpod@gmail.com is the email, or go on the website. And we'd love to have you on the show or read your story on the show. So yeah, fantastic.
Yep, keep sharing, keep posting on the Hangout, and if you can, spare $2 a month and get on Patreon.
Yes, soon to be $3. I might just set up a $3 tier then. Anyone new can just... It's something to do with taxes in America or something like that. They've had to implement some new tax code thing or something. So... What it means is that we get less. So say, you know, say, I don't know how much we get at a dollar. Just to say we get 50p in every dollar on Patreon, whatever. Then obviously now we get a lot less. So we get 30p a dollar. So they're advising a $3 tier. There's a minimum tier of $3. Okay. So that accounts for the difference. So I might have to implement a $3 tier. So the lowest tier might be $3 at some point, but at the moment it's $2. So
we get less, so the government gets more. That sounds about right.
Yeah, usual case. So yeah, but at the minute it's still $2. So yeah, if you can afford it, jump on there. We're very, very grateful. And more content will be going on there as and when. So that being said, thank you very much for joining us, and we'll see you on the other side.
Bye for now.
Well, they've gone. No, just for now. It wasn't the right time for us to meet. But there'll be other nights, other stars for us to watch. They'll be back.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. 5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.